From Storyflow. True Crime. True Crime. The Day's Top 6. June 12th. The June 2026 Paperback Roundup spotlights 15 fresh titles that blend high-octane thrills with domestic suspense. Lucy Clark's The Surf House turns a seaside retreat into a maze of secrets, while James Lee Burke returns with Don't Forget Me. Little Bessie, featuring a resilient heroine in his gritty style. Katia Leif's Women Like Us offers a darkly clever take on ambition and the Time's Up movement, and Andrea Bartz's The Last Ferry Out delivers a killer premise with unpredictable twists. Other notable releases include Happy Wife by Meredith Lavender and Kendall Shores, a dual-timeline marriage saga narrated by an unreliable voice, Liv Constantine's Don't Open Your Eyes, which adds a supernatural edge to the domestic thriller formula, Ella Berman's L.A. Woman, exploring ambition and motherhood in a California fishbowl, and Catherine Chidge's latest mystery, rounding out a season of strong female leads and inventive plotting. An essay on gender and technology examines why stories that pit women against machines resonate so powerfully. Classic examples like The Terminator show Sarah Connor evolving from an ordinary waitress into humanity's savior, while David Eggers's The Circle warns of a heroine who abandons intuition for corporate logic, leading to tragedy. The discussion extends to Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale, where women fight a tech-enabled totalitarian regime, and the film Ex Machina, where an AI robot uses empathy and flirtation to outwit her creator. The piece argues that a heroine's empathy, intuition, and primal drive give her an edge over cold calculation, making the clash both personal and thrilling. The third segment revives Phoebe Atwood Taylor, the codfish Sherlock of Cape Cod's golden age of mystery. Her detective A.C. Mayo, a homespun wise man, anchors a series of novels that capture the region's transition from isolated fishing villages to a fashionable summer haven. The newly highlighted novel Sandbar Sinister places Mayo in 1934, amid the construction of the Cape Cod Canal and the social upheaval of the Depression. A boatload of pre-prohibition booze washes ashore, sparking chaos, bodies, and a tightly plotted investigation that,